Efforts are ramping up on Capitol Hill, both by the administration and by industry groups, to move forward with approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, to replace the current NAFTA trade agreement. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the Council's involvement.
National Cotton Council is in support of USMCA and is working as part of coalitions as well as independently to try to build support for that agreement within Congress.
Also on the Hill, there is continued focus on approving a disaster relief package in response to the losses from the hurricanes in 2018, primarily across the southeastern states.
Senators Perdue and Isaacson from Georgia, along with Senator Jones from Alabama and a number of other senators from the Southeast, introduced a disaster package that includes about $3 billion that would support losses to crops and livestock, both from the hurricanes last year as well as wildfires in the West. Indications are in the Senate that there will be action on a disaster aid package by the middle of March, and our hopes are that that can get through the Senate and quickly move back to the House, and that we can see a final disaster package approved sometime this month so that producers and their lenders know that there's assistance coming and can factor that in to their financing preparations for this crop year. The National Cotton Council is continuing to work closely with members in both the House and Senate to try to advance this disaster relief package as quickly as possible.